KSDP.
KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
Sounds wild.
Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
On a sunny spring morning on the banks of the Lower Yukon River, a wildlife biologist based in Bethel is standing in a dense thicket of willows. He's carefully measuring the pencil-thin twigs and branches, the green new growth from last summer. This woody browse is what sustains moose during the long winter, and browse surveys like this help biologists to better understand the rapidly growing moose population in this region. Moose numbers and moose density have increased dramatically on the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Within 2 weeks, that's when President Trump says he will make a decision on whether to take action in Iran. But NPR's Frank Ordonez reports the White House's correspondence between the U.S. and Iran continues.
President Trump continues to see an opportunity for a diplomatic solution. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt speaking here on his behalf.
Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks.
She did not give any specifics on why he feels there's a substantial chance or what would happen in those 2 weeks, but said any deal must involve Iran agreeing not to enrich uranium nor to develop a nuclear bomb. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, The White House.
The White House announcement coming hours after Iranian missiles struck sites across Israel today, including the largest hospital in southern Israel. The Associated Press capturing the aftermath of the attack that local authorities say wounded more than 200 people. Here's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
In this hospital, there are patients who are immobile. They can't even move. Right next to it is a children's ward, a baby's ward, infants. They targeted.
Israeli strikes targeting Iran's nuclear infrastructure continued overnight. The Arak heavy water reactor in central Iran was hit. The International Atomic Energy Agency says the site was not operational and contained no nuclear material. The Los Angeles Dodgers have denied entry to Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents. The team posted on X that agents arrived this morning, asked to get to the parking lots, and were denied. The Dodgers say tonight's game will be played as scheduled. LA's been wrecked by unrest over federal immigration raids. Juneteenth events are being held nationwide, marking the day when enslaved people in Texas were told they were free. Rob Salinas reports a Galveston church is expecting a special guest at its event this hour.
It started with an idea.
We had a thought that it's the 160th anniversary of Juneteenth, and who better to come and to be in attendance than the person that signed Juneteenth into a federal holiday.
Reverend Lernette Patterson is the pastor at Reedy Chapel in Galveston. She says the church sent a letter inviting former President Joe Biden to visit.
After we heard about his health concern, we were a little doubtful that he might come.
Months went by and no word on whether he would attend until a recent phone call.
They called us. And I couldn't believe that it was actually his office calling. It's like, really?
I'm Rob Salinas in Houston.
U.S. stock markets are closed today in observance of Juneteenth. From Washington, this is NPR News. Today, President Trump signed an executive order that shields the Chinese-owned TikTok from a U.S. ban for 90 more days. TikTok's third extension since Trump returned to office, as NPR's John Ruich reports.
On Air Force One on Tuesday, Trump was asked if he had legal basis and said yes. Some legal experts dispute that. You know, the TikTok law allows for one 90-day extension, and only if the president certifies to Congress that a spinoff from ByteDance is in the works.
NPR's John Ruich reporting. The Buss family reportedly selling its controlling stake of the Los Angeles Lakers, according to ESPN and other outlets citing unnamed sources. The Lakers may be sold for a $10 billion valuation, which would be the highest ever for a U.S. professional sports franchise. YouTube's one of the world's most popular websites with more than 120 million viewers each day. NPR's Neda Ulibi reports the way people are watching videos has changed a lot since YouTube started 20 years ago.
Believe it or not, it seems attention spans have gotten longer. The average YouTube user spends more than half their time watching videos that are longer than 20 minutes, like this comedy series called The Messy Group Chat.
Oh, I know that wig, you know what I'm saying?
Each episode is about half an hour, about the same as an old-fashioned TV sitcom. And as it happens, according to a company called Tubular Labs, which tracks YouTube viewership, this trend coincides with another one. More people, about 40% right now, are watching YouTube on their televisions. Neda Ulibi, NPR News.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Lemelson Foundation, working to harness the power of invention and innovation to accelerate climate action and improve lives around the world. Learn more at lemelson.org. This is NPR.
Someone else's clothes. say let's go to the rodeo and see some cowboy fall. Sometimes it seems to me you've got no sympathy at all. Keep on going on and on about how you're so free. You'd be happy as you could be if you belong to me. It ain't easy to get to you, but there must be some kind of way. Like you never figured out how long you had to live. You could feel like a baby again, sitting on your daddy's knee. Oh, how happy you would be if you belonged to me. There's a ruthless pimp, everybody knows. Every cent he takes from you goes straight up his nose. You look so sad, you're going so mad, any fool can see. But you'd be happy as you could be if you belonged to me. You'd be happy as you could be if you belonged to me.
Fall for me.
Yeah, I was away from the board for a while. Sorry about that. There's a whole bunch of stuff I had to do. It was kind of dumped in my lap, which is fine. I learned a new skill. And all I can say is life is great. It's another day in paradise. We have The Cure coming up with The Walk, and then a Bananarama with Cruel Summer. Have a little public service announcement after that. And, well, we have a sweep. Well, let's let go of those two. Then I'll be back. I think I have all the rest of the work done around here, so I should be on air here for another couple hours. Here's The Cure.
The Yunga Tribal Council is a proud sponsor of KSDP and Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to KSDP Radio, 830 AM, Sandpoint, 88.1 FM on Translator, K201DA, King Cove, Alaska.
How's the Asley Brothers? And we have Peter Gabriel coming up with Salisbury Hill, then Diana Ross with Upside Down. After that, Hazy Shade of Winter by the Bangles. But before all this starts, I got this little blurb here from the boss. And it's from Michael, Dr. Michael Livingston. It's Employment and Educational Opportunities. Come meet the staff of APIA's Employment Training and Related Services Division during our stay in Aquitaine. Join us in exploring and discussing career fairs, job training, and educational opportunities during our stay. Have one-on-one time to discuss your thoughts and needs as a community member anytime between July 2nd and the 7th. And I'll see you at the barbecue, the 4th of July barbecue. And for more information, contact Kiara Johnson at 907-222-9762 or K-I-A-R-A-J at APIAI, that is, .org. Again, I'll give you the email again. K-I-A-R-A-J at APIAI.org. There it is. So it sounds like a pretty good thing we're looking at between July 2nd and the 7th. And Livingston should be there at the barbecue on the 4th. Unfortunately, I will be in Bellingham or Ketchikan at the time. Peter Gabriel's up next. Like I said, Salisbury Hill. Then we have Diana Ross and the Bangles. All coming right down the pike at you on KSDP Radio.
Choice.
Yeah, Lips Incorporated is next with Funky Town. After that, Ashford and Simpson with Solid. And we'll try a little bit of Kiss to My List, Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Talk about it. Funky Town.
Won't you take me to
Funky Town?
Won't you take me to
Funky Town?
Won't you take me to
And for love's sake, each mistake, oh, you forgave. And soon both of us learned to trust, not run away.
It was no time to play.
We build it up
and build it up
and build it up.
And now it's solid. Solid.
Still, ha, 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 ha.
Solid.
Thank you.